Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, Give It a Go.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. The Gospel of the Lord. People who know me know that I love stories. I read constantly, and I love movies that tell a good story. But books and movies can be hit or miss. Sometimes the premise looks interesting, but when you get into it, the story is either told poorly or characters are not real enough for you to connect with them. And you have no guarantee that a great blockbuster movie is going to live up to its hype. Sometimes small, obscure movies touch your heart and leave you with a universal truth that you never expected to find. That happened to me several years ago. I was working on grading, and it was pretty much mechanical. Everything had been tabulated, and I just had to enter them on grade sheets. So I decided to put on a movie as I was working at home. I chose a Christian-produced movie. Usually the acting isn't great, or not even the filming sometimes, but often the stories are good. This movie, which I'm sorry to say I don't even recall the title of, was no exception. The story was of a young 10-year-old boy and his close relationship with his older brother. The older brother went to fight in World War II and was killed. The whole family was devastated, but the young boy especially was affected. His family was a strong Christian family, but the young boy was angry with God and drew away from his family. The pastor of their church came to talk to him, and as I listened, I was a little confused because the pastor didn't seem to offer any real sympathy. He didn't talk about God or God's will or how brave his brother was. Instead, he pointed to some elderly neighbors and talked about their needs. The young boy was confused, too, because he didn't particularly like his neighbors. They yelled at him when he crossed their yard or played too close to them, their house. But as the movie progressed, the young boy began doing small errands for his neighbors, in spite of their insistence that they didn't need help. Eventually, a close relationship on both sides between the boy and neighbors was formed. And the young boy's grief was eased. He began to understand the motivation his older brother had in going to war to protect his country. His older brother wanted to serve. The young boy found solace in helping others. Not only solace, but actual joy. The boy and his neighbors had formed a community, and at its center was love. In today's gospel, Jesus talks to the Pharisees who were so concerned about the external rituals that Jesus called them to task about cleaning the outside of the cup and having the inside filled with evil. What Jesus did was give the Pharisee a penance, to give alms and all will be made clean, a healing for the Pharisee's hypocrisy. The young boy in the movie found that by not being self-centered, he could find healing and joy. By turning his vision outward, he managed to become cleaner inside. He saw not just the superficial, but the internal spirit that really mattered. So many times we wonder why we are facing hardships. In the mercy and the kindness of our God, we can find healing and peace if we are not so self-absorbed or self-concerned. By going out of ourselves, we can fill the inside of the cup with care for others, with the type of love God shows to all his children. Today is the feast day of St. John the 23rd. He did that. He took on tasks for the love of others, to serve others. Pope John the 23rd had been born into a simple, relatively poor family in northern Italy. He was the third child of 13 and the eldest boy. As his life unfolded, it seemed to become a life of relative obscurity. He served in various Vatican diplomatic posts. At first, none of them seemed the type of posts that would lead him to great recognition. But he obeyed the church and did what he was asked to do. And the gentle, humble manner in which he served made him known as a man of tact, patience, and good humor. When he was finally given a difficult assignment in France after World War II, he handled it so well, he was made cardinal. When he was elected pope, he was chosen as the compromise candidate because of his age. They figured he would just kind of live out the term of his pope, and that would be it. But then in the quiet, humble manner of his life, he emphasized the role of pope as the servant of the servants of God. And he convened the first ecumenical council in almost a century, Vatican II. He opened the Catholic Church to a spiritual regeneration. And in all he did, he remained a humble person who saw others' needs and put them first. Give alms, and all will be made clean. St. John the 23rd was well loved by people of many faiths because he saw himself as their servants. What a challenge to us to be able to truly put others first and serve them out of love. To focus on the inside of our lives, not just how it looks on the outside. But what a joy our Lord promises to us if we are able to do so. For we will become saints, holy as our Father is holy, and our cup will be filled with good and true joy, not just the fleeting happiness of the material world, but the true joy of God's kingdom. I think it's worth it. So let's give it a go.